Morning, Tom. You're up early today, or did you not go to sleep yet?
I didn't sleep a whole lot.
No?
No, I just, after the games, it's hard for me to sleep, so I figured I'd get up and get rolling.
Win or loss, it's hard for you to sleep? I mean, you played pretty well.
Yeah, you know, I think when we lose, I get a lot less sleep, and it's either a little sleep or damn near no sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll settle for a little sleep.
Hey, can you explain something to me? You get hit or sacked on almost every passing play in the first several series, and then after that, something happened, and for the most part, you were pretty clean and upright for the rest of the game. What happened?
Well, I think we settled into the game as we've seemed to do as of late. I think when you play teams that have very good pass rushers, sometimes it just takes a series or two to understand the speed that they're playing at. And then ultimately we find the plays on the call sheet that, you know, we feel are protecting us the best. Mm-hmm. So we've played some very good pass rushing teams, from the Giants to you know, the Jets in their own way, to the Cowboys. You know, we played some really good pass rushers. So you know, this was a team that really hit after the quarterback. Davins, you know, up there leading the league in sacks. Cullen Jenkins is a phenomenal player, and Trent Cole is a hell of a pass mm-hmm. rusher too. So, you know, they were really into it early, and you know, I thought once we really settled into the game, you know, we handled it really well.
Tom, I posed this question at the beginning of this program, and Jerry didn't have an answer for it, and neither did I. Maybe you would. Why would a defensive coordinator for the opposition see some of the success, although maybe limited, that the teams have had against the New England Patriot passing offense, that is, being physical, jamming the guys at the line, keeping them out of their routes, disrupting the timing, and choose to play off and soft like Philadelphia did yesterday?
Well, I think every team, you know, there were definitely times where they were up there in our face yesterday, too, and you know, we did a very good job with our matchups on the inside. So a lot of it has to do with matchups, and they do, you know, what they've been working on, what they feel is, you know, gonna be successful for them. So now we've moved the ball. I mean, I know people have said it because I got the question yesterday, too, and like the Jets, you know, they're up in your face, too. And, you know, we moved the ball pretty well mm-hmm. against them, too. So, you know, to me, it's a matter of our execution, you know, and that's the way it's really been all year for us, is when we do things the way that we're capable of doing without causing issues for our own selves, then, you know, we can move the ball against anybody. You know, so it's just a matter of doing that on a very consistent basis. When we do that, you know, we're able to put points on the board.
You know, I know you don't want to disrespect your opponent, but you're not going to play the Eagles again. You're not going to see them again for years, Tom. Can you just tell us, what did they do wrong? What were you able to exploit in their secondary so effective after the first few series? It looked easy.
I wish it was easy. It's, you know, we work all week to try to make it seem that way, and sometimes it looks easier than others. But I mean, we've got some pretty good experienced players on offense, and I think we've grown over the course of the season with, you know, Rob and Aaron, who are both young players that have really, that are out there a lot and have become very dependable, along with Wes and Dion. You know, still trying to find our way in the third receiver spot with, you know, Chad was out yesterday. You know, so Tyquan was in there a little bit, Taylor's been in there a little bit, Slater's been in there a little bit, Julian's been in there a little bit, and we're trying to get those guys involved. And then obviously the way that we balanced up the running game yesterday, to me, was hugely important to the success of our offense, because it's so much more challenging for a defense when you're able to hand the ball off and then play action pass. And then once you get the running game going, everything else seems like it opens up. And really, from the start of the game, we were running the ball well. You know, we didn't throw it very well the first series or two, but after we got into the flow of the game, we were running it, we could play action, and then, you know, we used some spread out formations and our up-tempo offense that really put a lot of pressure on him. And Coach Belichick, the one thing he said is, you know, we just got to keep the pressure on this team. We got to make them earn it. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of doing that and not really giving them any easy plays.
You always point out that defensive players are not as smart as, if they had any brains, they don't be on offense, right?
Exactly.
Do you feel like it was easy to deceive the Philadelphia defense? Because they showed a couple play action with a safety bit, like on the Welker touchdown down the middle.
Yeah.
You know, you got Nate Allen to bite on. It wasn't even a great play action fake, and he bit on it. Were you surprised how they went for that stuff?
Well, it's like I said, that comes off the running game. So,
right.
You know, at some point, they got to come up and start tackling the running backs. And especially, you know, they play a particular style of defense where they rely heavily on the inside linebackers and the safeties to make plays in the inside part of the defense, because they line up their defensive ends very wide to contain the quarterback, contain the running game. So when you fake the inside run, sometimes you get some opportunities in the play action game. And, you know, that really wasn't even the play that we designed going into the game. You know, Wes just said, hey, if I see the safety low, I'm gonna fake like I'm gonna run the in cut, and that's really what he was coming up for. He thought he was trying to cover Wes going across the field, then Wes stuttered him and ran by him. So that's just part of Wes being a veteran who's leading the league in receptions, one of the best receivers in the league, that sees something, and then, you know, we take advantage of it. So all around, that was a great play, both in the route recognition, in Wes thinking through that, and then, you know, obviously the protection that I got on that play was huge, because that play takes a little bit of time off also.
In addition to that play, there was the one that you referred to, the Deion, the big gainer to Deion, where an adjustment was made and you signaled him to go deep, and he went deep, and you got it down to the one. Can you speak to the value of trusting your wide receivers and them trusting you, and the familiarity that you have with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of repetitions? That doesn't just happen with any quarterback and any wide receiver, I would suspect.
No, certainly not. And I think that playing with Wes and playing with Deion for as long as I have, there's a lot of things that really go unsaid out there that, you know, because we've gone through it so many times that we're just able to do it and make adjustments very quickly. So, and that's really our offense as a whole. And I know it's sometimes this year we've struggled, but for the most part we've come around as the game's gone on, because we, both within our coaching staff, you know, I think we have the best offensive coaches in the league. From the coaching staff down to the players, there's a lot of continuity. And when you do that, like I said before, you don't need to wait till Monday morning after the game to say, man, we should have got to this, or this is what we have to do the next time we play. I mean, that's usually things that come up in the second quarter of the game where we say, okay, this is what we're doing now. So, you know, it may not be plays that we've run in 6 weeks or a year, and, you know, but there's recall from previous games where situations were the same, where we made adjustments and we were able to move on relatively quickly so we could get to the things that were going to work much better.
I don't know if you know this, but Gronkowski was whining to the TV crew of Gumbel and Deardorff in the production meeting, saying that you were very tough on him and Aaron Hernandez. He said he thought it was dump on Gronk week this week. Were you busting his ass?
I never think Gronk even knows when I'm getting on him. He looks at me like with this blind stare, like, what are you talking about? So, you know, I have a lot of respect for both of those guys, and I am tough on them, and because I think there's very high expectations for them both in the practice, on the practice field, obviously in games, and then in the meeting rooms as well. And everybody has high expectations for those two, because they've proven they can handle it. So when you see certain inconsistencies, and, you know, you point it out to them, and sometimes they don't want to hear it. But ultimately, I had a lot of people, a lot of older players do that to me when I was a younger player, and that's part of being a veteran player, is pointing things out that you need corrected as a team, because, you know, every year that goes on is one less opportunity that you'll have to accomplish the goals that you set out. And, you know, I always say I'll be damned if I let, you know, some rookie or second-year player, you know, get in the way of our goals. So,
hey Tom, five of your first six series after the first series punt went touchdown, touchdown, missed field goal, touchdown. And I don't think I've seen you quite as angry as you were on the sideline after the missed field goal. What rubbed you the wrong way about what had just happened?
Well, I think it was the missed opportunity. You know, we had a first down pass that I was trying to throw to Wes that we just didn't connect on, which we should have, because there was a play there to be made. The second down play, I had Aaron Hernandez open, and the ball got batted up in the air. And then the third down play, you know, I thought we had a chance to complete that one also, and I could have made a better audible too. So, you know, you look at three plays in consecutive plays where we really have an opportunity to go in at halftime, you know, with a good lead, with a lot of momentum, and you know, we get no points. So I think that was the frustrating part for me. Or did we kick the field? We may kick the field goal on that drive,
right?
Burn two. But you know, situations like that where that does really frustrate me, because you know, I thought, man, we got a chance to. Oh, I know what it was. I threw it to Wes on 3rd and 11, and we had a chance to complete it, and you know, the ball got caught in the lights. You know, really, it's just overall execution. So when I, you know, I feel like as a quarterback, you know, I don't care who we're playing. I don't care the situation we're in. If we have a chance to make a play and we don't, you know, with me throwing the ball to Wes or me throwing the ball to Dion or Aaron or Rob, who I've had a lot of familiarity with, you know, it's frustrating for me. So, and it's frustrating for those guys too. It's frustrating for offense because, you know, I don't expect, and none of us do, those kind of mistakes that we make. So those are the things that we need to continue to work on and clean up, and that only comes with, you know, solid execution and practice, and that becomes really reality in the game, and we have to continue to go out there and practice and work on those things.
Hey, Tom, serious question. Who is Taquan Underwood, and why is he out there running that pass pattern and not Taylor Price or Matthew Slater?
Well, Ty is a he was on our team late in the preseason, really picked up our offense very quickly, and he's just always been on the radar for our scouting department. We had an opportunity to bring him back, and we did. So, you know, he's proven that he's very dependable in practice, and, you know, I was bummed for him last night because I know that, you know, how badly he wanted to make that play, but, you know, and he'll have other opportunities. So he, you know, he's a good young player that really works hard, and he deserves an opportunity, and he got one yesterday. And, you know, like I said, I know he wishes that we would have executed better, but, you know, that's part of football.
Hey, I know this is important to you, but have you heard the point spread for Sunday's game?
No, I have no idea.
21. This is the ultimate trap game, I'm guessing. What is your approach usually, Tom, to trap games? Do you have a message that you deliver to you guys every time there's a game that just seems like there's no way you can lose?
Well, I don't ever feel like we should lose, you know, against anybody if we play the way that we're capable. So when we go into any game, whether it's this game or last week's game, it's about what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish and what we need to do with penalties and turnovers and scoring in the red area and converting on third down and playing smart situational football and all those things that allow for good execution and consistency, which allow us to score touchdowns and get points on the board. So, I mean, look, we're playing against Indy. I know they're not having the year they want to, the kind of year they want to have or they expected to have. And we've had some great games against those guys. And, you know, their defense looks the same to me. And you know, I know we got our work cut out for us on offense. They have two of the best pass rushers, another great pass rushing group, some guys in the secondary that we played before that are very good, that match up well against us. So, you know, I don't give a damn what their record is. You know, we're going out there, and we've got to go out there and try to execute very well against, you know, a team that always gives us problems on defense.
How does the dynamic work on the sideline when Hoyer comes in with 6:50 to go? Does Bill come up to you and say, "You're done"? Because I know you don't want to come out of the game. You want to take the knee at the very end.
I know. But I also love seeing Brian get in there because Brian works hard, and he's worked hard for, you know, 3 years now. And to see him get an opportunity to go out there and run the team is fun for me. So he's a... He's a very good player, Brian. I have a lot of confidence when he goes in there. And obviously, I want to play every snap. You know, you never want to see someone else do your job because you may never get it back. But I'm glad we were really kind of putting the game away there midway through the fourth quarter, especially on the road. You know, it's not easy to win, especially on the road. And to have a really convincing win like that two of the last 3 weeks has been, you know, a lot of fun for this team.
Do you know what running backs Woodhead, Vereen, and Ridley have in common this morning, Tom?
No idea.
They all rushed for fewer yards than you did yesterday.
Mm. I wonder if that was a career high for me. I don't remember.
27.
Was 27?
27.
Yeah, that's not bad for me.
Yeah.
That usually would eat up about half of our time of possession with me on the run. So
I'm thinking Belichick's looking at that Tebow offense saying maybe you guys could, you know, steal some ideas.
Rush it 27 times.
You ever do the triple option?
There's no chance. There's no chance. I'd get my head beat in. I still don't understand how you can wake up on a Monday morning and feel after rushing a ball that many times.
Hey, do you know you won your 133rd game? You tied Joe Montana for career wins, playoffs and regular season included, at 34. I know you're not into individual accomplishment, but that's kind of a team thing. You must be proud of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud to be a part, you know, of an organization that's all we care about is winning. And from the day I got in here, that's what it's always been about. And there's no greater feeling than celebrating with your teammates after, you know, a big win on the road. And, you know, we've had some of those this year. And, you know, hopefully we have some more of them. But, you know, I think one thing that this team has really shown over the course of this season is that we're mentally tough. So I know, you know, we got down in the Bills game. You know, we fought back. We got down in the Raider game. We fought back. You know, we got down in the Steeler game. We fought back. Even though we lost those games, you know, they're very competitive games at the end. So, you know, I think if we can just continue to improve and play better, you know, we're going to be in these games. We just got to find a way to close the deal when we get a chance. And we've done that too. So, you know, I'm excited about, you know, what we have ahead of us. It's, you know, December's. Coach said this is when the football season starts after Thanksgiving, and we're 1-0. So this is when football season starts for us.
Tom, that takes us to the quarterback question of the week. Tom, you've often said that you work on your mechanics every single day in practice. Do you ever work on sliding at the end of a quarterback run?
No, but I probably should, because that was pretty pathetic.
That wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. Maybe I should go over to Fenway and have those guys teach me how to slide. But I got this. You know, big ass knee brace on my left knee.
Right.
When I slide on grass, it just digs into the turf, and there was a huge clump of grass that came up. But maybe I should slide on my right.
Slide side. On your right knee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you replace your divots on a golf course?
I know. I do. I do.
Good.
You know, you look for the little sand, you know, in the back of the cart.
Right.
Sprinkle on there, but no, there's none of that. Like Logan would carry that in like in his right hip or something, but. There's none of that.
All right, good win, Tom. Thanks for the talk this morning. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck against Indianapolis.
All right, guys. Thanks. Take care.